East Texas Community Honors Slain Constable Deputy Neil Adams. By Bob Price on March 6, 2022. Cold Spring, Texas, more than 1,000 police officers, first responders, elected officials, and private citizens gathered on Thursday morning to honor the life of slain San Jacinto County Precinct 1 Constable's Office Deputy Neil Adams. An angry customer in a Houston shopping mall shot and killed Adams on February 23 following an altercation over a credit card dispute. In a gathering that may have exceeded the population of the city of Cold Spring, a massive contingent of law enforcement officers from across Texas and as far away as Chicago and New York City joined with the community to honor the life of the deputy referred to as a sheepdog by his widow, San Jacinto County Treasurer D.D. Adams. The assembly celebrated his life and provided comfort and support to his grieving family. Deputy Adams died at the age of 62 in Houston after being shot with his own weapon following an altercation with 35-year-old Chiss Harrison. The altercation arose after employees at Casanova Colazioni called for assistance after Harrison became angry over a declined credit card transaction. Houston police officers later shot and killed Harrison when he came at them with a knife at another location in the mall. The theme of the service revolved around what D.D. called his service as a sheepdog. During a press conference on the night her husband was murdered, D.D. said, "My husband always said you can be a sheep or a sheepdog. I want everybody to pray for all the sheepdogs out there that are protecting everybody. My husband always said that you can either be a sheep or sheepdog. And I want everybody to pray for all the sheepdogs out there that are protecting everybody." D.D. Adams, wife of fallen San Jacinto County Deputy Constable Neil Adams, pic.twitter.com/TTQ068. Houston Police Officers Union, AFOUX, February 24, 2022. "They get a bad rap and they just want to protect," she said. "That's what they want to do in their heart. Everybody's turned their back on them. Everybody should pray for all of them because they're here for you." On Friday, everyone in Cold Spring and more were praying for Deputy Adams, D.D., and the law enforcement community. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick visited with the family of the slain deputy and the community at the viewing on Wednesday evening. He told the community there have been 50 law enforcement officers killed in the line of duty across Texas since he began serving as the state's number two executive, according to a statement read at the memorial service on Friday. He wanted the people to know that Texas grieves with his family today. "My heart breaks for the family," Patrick said. "Not just the blood family but for the blue family. The struggles and concerns that must go through your mind at night when you lay your head down on your pillow." Deputy Adams served in the Precinct 1 Constable's office under Constable Roy Rogers. Rogers told Breitbart, "Adams was dedicated to serving the people of San Jacinto County. Neil and his wife D.D. are loved by this community," he explained. "Both have dedicated their lives to service. This was a shock to us all. Neil was a hero and was loved by all." U.S. Representative Kevin Brady, RTX, flew in from Washington, D.C. on Friday morning to be with the family and friends of Deputy Adams and one of the communities he represents. Following the service, the retiring congressman spoke with Breitbart Texas about the service. "It was a wonderful tribute to Neil and D.D. and the law enforcement community, as well, because this is really a time when our country, some in our country, is challenging the importance of the blue," Brady said. "This is San Jacinto County, this is Texas. What a joy and a difference he's made in so many lives, and today, you can see it," he continued. Morgan Luttrell, the Republican nominee to replace the retiring Kevin Brady, also attended the funeral for Deputy Adams. "Things like this shouldn't happen," Luttrell told Breitbart. "This just goes to show the sacrifices our law enforcement officers are making every single day. They are literally deploying out their front door every single day." Luttrell said senseless tragedies like this bring entire communities to their knees. "It does my heart good to see that our community has turned out," the congressional candidate concluded. "This man was doing his job protecting us." The memorial service for Deputy Adams included full ceremonial honors. Those included a bagpipe and drum corps escort of his flag-draped casket, three volleys from a rifle team, the passing of a riderless horse, a police helicopter flyby in a missing man formation, and the presentation of the folded flag to Adams' family. Following the service, a massive procession of police, First responders, and members of the community followed the deputy to his final resting place. The procession stretched for miles and lasted for more than 10 minutes from our vantage point. Harris County Sheriff Ed Gonzalez, President Joe Biden's nominee for Director of U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, led a large contingent of deputies to Cold Spring to honor Deputy Adams and his family. He also provided many of the resources for the memorial service detail, including a helicopter missing man formation, a riderless horse, the rifle team, and a bugler duet for taps. The sheriff from Texas' largest county reflected on the current anti-police sentiment that prevails in many other parts of the country. "We're blessed to be in Texas," Gonzalez told Breitbart. "All communities here support law enforcement. We see that reflected here today. We heard today that our law enforcement officers are heroes, and they truly are," the sheriff said. "Deputy Constable Adams put his life on the line protecting others. He's deserving of this level of respect, and his family deserves the respect as well. That's why we all came to pay our respects." San Jacinto County Sheriff Greg Capers and his deputies came to honor Deputy Adams. "It was a fantastic send-off to a hero who was dedicated to serving our community." The San Jacinto County Sheriff's Office was extremely honored to have been a part of the service and backing up Constable Roy Rogers, along with the Harris County Sheriff's Office, Houston Police Department, and officers from across Texas. "There is not a policeman, deputy, trooper, or any federal agent who, when tasked with thinking about the loved ones we have lost, does not shed a tear for our brother or sister officer." Breitbart spoke with San Jacinto County Republican Party Chairman Dwayne Wright following the service. "We oftentimes think that choosing to live in a small, wholesome county will isolate us from bad things," Wright stated. "But the shame is that evil can still reach out and strike one of our own. We mourn the loss of our friend." From neighboring Polk County, Precinct 1 Constable Scott Hughes told Breitbart, "This really hit home. Deputy Adams was a fine man, a hard-working man. He and Dee Dee were a fine couple, and he took care of his family," the constable continued. "His death brought the war on the blue home to us here in East Texas. It is really tragic. This service sends a message that we support the blue," Hughes added. "The vast majority, the silent majority, support the blue. I hope the folks who wear the uniform and go out every day understand that." In a written statement, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said, "Our hearts are with the family of Deputy Constable Neil Adams. We are grateful for the dedication of our law enforcement officers who are committed to keeping us safe, whether on or off duty, and their immeasurable sacrifices are not lost on us." Cecilia and I ask our fellow Texans to join us in praying for Deputy Adams' family and the Precinct 1 Constable's office during this difficult time, the governor concluded. Breitbart also spoke with other members of law enforcement who worked with Deputy Adams, as well as members of the community. All expressed their deepest regards for this public servant who gave his life in service. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's What's Your Point? Sunday morning talk show. Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price Tx and Facebook.